Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 5, Comprehension Tape 1.
This unit is set in the PRC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand questions and answers about dates, including date of birth, about place of birth, and about ages. In the last unit, you learned some uses of the Shide construction. This construction may shift the center of interest not only to when or how something happened, but also to where something happened. Here's the verb to be born.
Sheng, sheng, sheng.
Listen for to be born, sheng, in the exchange. Where were you born, Mrs. Anderson?
Anderson 夫人，你是在哪儿生的？ Anderson 夫人，你是在哪儿生的？
I was born in Texas.
我是在德州生的。我是在德州生的。
Notice that 是 comes before the place phrases, 在哪儿 in the question, and 在德州 in the answer, identifying them as the center of interest. Here's the exchange live.
Anderson 夫人，你是在哪儿生的？
我是在德州生的。
Again,
Anderson 夫人，你是在哪儿生的？
我是在德州生的。
Check your comprehension.
Anderson 夫人，你是在哪儿生的？
Where were you born, Mrs. Anderson?
我是在德州生的。
I was born in Texas. The conversation continues, live.
你们女孩子也是在德州生的吗？
不是，她是在加州生的。
Again.
你们女孩子也是在德州生的吗？
不是，她是在加州生的。
Check your comprehension.
你们女孩子也是在德州生的吗？
Was your daughter born in Texas too?
不是，她是在加州生的。
No, she was born in California. You can already talk about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Now let's learn how to talk about days of the week. Listen to the word for week.
星期，星期，星期。
Now listen to the word for Monday.
星期一，星期一，星期一。
Here's the word for Tuesday.
星期二。
What do you think Wednesday might be?
星期三。
The days from Monday through Saturday are all constructed the same way, by putting the number of the day after the word for week. 星期。Listen to the days of the week from Monday through Saturday.
星期一，星期二，星期三，星期四，星期五，星期六。
In the following exchange, Mrs. Anderson is talking to a Chinese friend in Canton. She and her husband are stopping over on their way to Peking. Listen. Did you arrive on Thursday?
你们是星期四到的吗？你们是星期四到的吗？
No, we arrived on Friday.
不是，我们是星期五到的。不是，我们是星期五到的。
Here's the exchange live.
你们是星期四到的吗？
不是，我们是星期五到的。
Again.
你们是星期四到的吗？
不是，我们是星期五到的。
Check your comprehension.
你们是星期四到的吗？
Did you arrive on Thursday?
不是，我们是星期五到的。
No, we arrived on Friday. Here's the word for Sunday.
星期天，星期天，星期天。
To ask what day of the week, you put the bound word 几, how many, at the end of the word for week. Listen to what day of the week.
星期几星期几星期几
Now listen as the conversation continues. What day of the week are you leaving?
你们星期几走你们星期几走
We're leaving on Sunday.
我们星期天走我们星期天走
Here's the exchange live.
你们星期几走我们星期天走
Again.
你们星期几走我们星期天走
Check your comprehension.
你们星期几走
What day of the week are you leaving?
我们星期天走
We're leaving on Sunday. Let's listen in on a live conversation between two Chinese, reviewing what you've had so far.
你们是星期几到的？我们是星期五到的。啊，你们什么时候走？我们星期天走。
Again.
你们是星期几到的？我们是星期五到的。啊，你们什么时候走？我们星期天走。
Check your comprehension.
你们是星期几到的
？When did you arrive?
我们是星期五到的。
We arrived Friday.
啊，你们什么时候走
？When are you leaving?
我们星期天走。
We're leaving Sunday.Now let's turn to another type of time expression, dates. Listen to Mrs. Anderson give her year of birth. What year were you born?
你是哪年生的？你是哪年生的？
I was born in 1939.
我是1939年生的。我是1939年生的。
Here's the expression, what year?Really, which year?
哪年哪年哪年
You've already had the bound word 哪年 means year. Here's how you say 1939. Literally, 1939 year.
一九三九年一九三九年一九三九年
Remember that in a sequence of digits, the numbers E, 1, T, 7, and FA, 8, keep their basic high tones. Here's the exchange live.
你是哪年生的？我是一九三九年生的。
Again.
你是哪年生的？我是一九三九年生的。
Check your comprehension.
你是哪年生的
？What year were you born？
我是一九三九年生的。
I was born in 1939. Here's a similar exchange live.
你是哪年生的？我是一九五二年生的。
Notice that in giving the year, the word you use for two is 二。Again.
你是哪年生的？我是一九五二年生的。
Check your comprehension.
你是哪年生的
？What year were you born?
我是一九五二年生的。
I was born in 1952. You could probably use some practice in recognizing year dates.Try translating the following. Each will be given twice.
一九五九年一九五九年
1959.
一九二零年一九二零年
1920. You'll remember that the word for zero is 零.
1934年. 1934年. 1917年. 1917年.
1917. Here's the word for month.
月. 月. 月.
The names of the months are the numbers from 1 to 12, followed by the word 月. Listen to the speaker say the names of the months through June.
一月, 二月, 三月, 四月, 五月, 六月.
In the word for January, 一月, the basic high tone on the word 一, 1, changes to rising before the falling tone on the word 月, month. The same tone change usually takes place on the words for July and August. Listen.
七月, 八月.
Here's the expression, what month?
几月, 几月, 几月.
Since the months are numbered, the bound word 几, how many, is an appropriate question form here, just as it was in 星期几, what day of the week. The 几 in 几月 can, of course, be replaced by a number up to 12. The conversation might continue like this. What month were you born?
你是几月生的? 你是几月生的?
I was born in July.
我是七月生的. 我是七月生的.
Here's the exchange live.
你是几月生的? 我是七月生的.
Again.
你是几月生的? 我是七月生的.
Check your comprehension.
你是几月生的?
What month were you born?
我是七月生的.
I was born in July. Now see if you can identify the names of some months. Each is given twice.
八月. 八月.
August.
二月. 二月.
February.
十月. 十月.
October.
五月. 五月.
May.
九月, 九月.
September. Here's the expression, what day, in the sense of, what day of the month.
几号, 几号, 几号.
The day of the month is expressed by the number, followed by the bound word, 号, which you'll remember is also used in giving addresses. Listen to the speaker count up to the fifth of the month.
一号, 二号, 三号, 四号, 五号.
Notice that in this case, the 几 of 几号 may be replaced by a number as high as 31, 三十一号. The conversation might continue like this. Listen. What day of the month were you born?
你是几号生的? 你是几号生的?
I was born on the 4th.
我是4号生的. 我是4号生的.
Here's the exchange live.
你是几号生的? 我是4号生的.
Again.
你是几号生的? 我是4号生的.
Check your comprehension.
你是几号生的?
What day of the month were you born?
我是4号生的.
I was born on the 4th. Let's make sure that you have the units of time straight. Identify the following question expressions. Each will be given twice.
哪天哪天
What day
几号几号
What day of the month
星期几星期几
What day of the week
几月几月
What month?
哪年哪年
What year? Of course, you may be asked for the month and the day of the month together. Listen as Mrs. Anderson gives the information again, live.
你是几月几号生的？
我是七月四号生的。
Again.
你是几月几号生的？
我是七月四号生的。
Check your comprehension.
你是几月几号生的？
What is your month and date of birth?
我是七月四号生的。
I was born on July 4th. Here's a live conversation reviewing dates. Listen.
你朋友是什么时候到的？
他是一月三十号到的。
他什么时候走？
他九月十五号走。
请问九月十五号是星期几？
是星期六。
Again，
你朋友是什么时候到的？
他是一月三十号到的。
他什么时候走？
他九月十五号走。
请问九月十五号是星期几？
是星期六。
See if you understood what was said.
你朋友是什么时候到的？
When did your friend arrive?
他是一月三十号到的。
He arrived on January 30th.
他什么时候走？
When's he leaving?
他九月十五号走。
He's leaving on September 15th.
请问九月十五号是星期几？
May I ask, what day of the week is September 15th?
是星期六。
It's Saturday. Let's turn now to the subject of age.Here's a common way of asking someone's age. Listen. How old are you?
你多大了？你多大了？
I'm 24.
我二十四了。我二十四了。
Here's the expression for how old.
多大？多大？多大？
By itself,The word 多 means how, in the sense of how much, and the word 大 means big. These sentences could also be said without the final 多 markers. Listen.
你多大？
我二十四。
Notice that the verb to be seems to be missing in these sentences. In English, we would have to say, You are how big? I'm 24. Here's the original exchange again.Live.
你多大了？
我二十四了。
The marker le, which ends both sentences, is new situation le alone, without completed action le. After all, being a certain age is a state, not an action. The second speaker is saying that she has changed from the state of being 23 to the state of being 24. Now listen to the exchange again.
你多大了？
我二十四了。
Check your comprehension.
你多大了？
How old are you?
我二十四了。
I'm 24. When you're talking about a child 10 years old or less, you ask his or her age in a different way. The Andersons have one daughter. Listen as Mrs. Anderson gives her age. How old is your girl?
你们女孩子几岁了？你们女孩子几岁了？
She's 8 years old.
她八岁了。她八岁了。
Here's the word for years of age.
岁。岁。岁。
And here's how you say how many years of age.
几岁。几岁。几岁。
You'll remember that the word 几 is used for how many when you expect that the answer will be 10 or less. Now listen to the speaker count from 1 year of age to 5.
一岁，两岁，三岁，四岁，五岁。
Listen for the expressions with 岁 years of age in the exchange, lie.
你们女孩子几岁了？
她八岁了。
Again.
你们女孩子几岁了？
她八岁了。
Check your comprehension.
你们女孩子几岁了？
How old is your girl?
她八岁了。
She's 8 years old. One syllable ages up to 10 must be given with the bound word 岁, as in 我十岁了, I'm 10 years old.Two and three syllable ages may be given either way, though ages over 20 are usually given in the short form, without 岁. 我二十七了。I'm 27. Now listen as Mrs. Anderson talks about the Martins' children. How old are their boys?
他们男孩子都几岁了？他们男孩子都几岁了？
One's 9 and one's 6.
一个九岁了，一个六岁了。一个九岁了，一个六岁了。
Notice that we translate the sentence, 他们男孩子都几岁了, as how old are their boys, not how old are both their boys. In English, we don't use the word all or both when expecting different information about each of the things being asked about. Here's the exchange lie.
他们男孩子都几岁了？
一个九岁了，一个六岁了。
Again,
他们男孩子都几岁了？
一个九岁了，一个六岁了。
Check your comprehension.
他们男孩子都几岁了？
How old are their boys?
一个九岁了，一个六岁了。
One's 9 and one's 6. As a final review, let's make sure you can translate the exchanges of the target list. Number 1.
你多大了?
How old are you?
我二十四了。
I'm 24. Number 2.
你们星期几走?
What day of the week are you leaving?
我们星期天走。
We're leaving on Sunday. Number 3.
你们男孩子都几岁了?
How old are your boys?
一个九岁了,一个六岁了。
One is 9 and one is 6. Number 4.
你是哪年生的?
What year were you born?
我是1939年生的。
I was born in 1939. Number 5.
你是在哪生的?
Where were you born?
我是在德州生的。
I was born in Texas. Number 6.
你多大了?
How old are you?
我三十五了。
I'm 35. Number 7.
你是几月几号生的?
What are your month and date of birth?
我是七月四号生的。
I was born on July 4th. You may want to rewind and listen to this last part of the tape again. If you are satisfied with your understanding of these sentences, go on to the P1 tape.
This is the end of the tape. End of Biographic Information Module, Unit 5, Comprehension Tape 1.